Let's magnify, let's glorify. Faithful God, faithful God, glorious God, Mashakala daya da da da, mighty God, we praise you, we honor you, we adore you. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you. In Jesus' precious name, this is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad. We just came back from a most unusual crusade. You know, in some crusades, you'll be able to tell this and that miracles happened. But this one, on our way from the crusade ground to the airport last night, I literally couldn't even, which one really happened? By the volume of diversities. As at yesterday, we had to batch the testimonies. So and so number of people, breast lump disappeared. So and so number of people, ears healed. So and so number of people, just batch by batch. Cripples, invalids, very impossible situations. Only He can do. Give the Lord a clap and a loud shout of victory. Take your seat in a moment. In a while, we shall step up and celebrate the King of Kings. And look at the crusade clips and celebrate the great I am that I am. Welcome to the testimonies and thanksgiving service of the month of July. Matthew chapter 6. And I will read verse 11. Sorry, I'm looking at John chapter 6, verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when He had given thanks, He distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down. Likewise, of the fishes as much as they would. The Lord bless His word in Jesus' name. Appreciation and supplication, part 2. Appreciation and supplication, part 2. In the first service, we looked and said that appreciation is a major key ingredient of supplication, a major component of fruitful praying. We saw that appreciation both begins and ends prayer. Is the beginning and the ending of prayer. In this second service, two key things to note. The first one is in the words of God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, that appreciation is application. Appreciation is application. For more. Every time you say thank you, Lord, for what you have done, you have applied for more. Secondly, appreciation is recognition of the source of all supplies. Is the recognition of the source of all supplies. Every time you say to God, thank you, you are saying, Lord, I am aware that my wisdom did not give me this result. My intelligence did not give me this result.
is the recognition of the source of all supplies.
And what do we appreciate God or thank God for? Number one, what is the focus of appreciation? First, is appreciation for his character of goodness. His character of goodness. Psalm 27 verse 13. I would have fainted except I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Every time we appreciate, one of the major focus, or like we say in medicine, foci, of our appreciation is the goodness of the Lord. Psalm 136 verse 1. Actually, if you read all the way to the last, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of God, for he is, for his mercy endureth forever. He is good, his mercy endures forever. Isaiah chapter 63 and in verse 7. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel. Great goodness, without any doubt, God is good and absolutely good. You know, something as simple as saying God is good was a statement that Oral Roberts was persecuted for. Why should you say God is good? God is good and absolutely good. Devil is bad and absolutely bad. So we appreciate him for his character of goodness. Number two is appreciation for what he is doing now. What he's doing now. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who healeth? Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth? He's doing now. Now. In John chapter 6, verse 11 to 12, where we saw Jesus lifted up the loaves and was giving thanks, even for what he had at hand. You appreciate God for what is working now. There may be other things that may not be working yet, but you appreciate him for what is working now. There may be other things that may not be available yet, but you appreciate him for what is available now. Many people are looking at what is not working until they miss out on what God is working. Many are so focused on what is missing until they miss out on what God is locating for them. When we appreciate like that, what is the outcome? Number one, when you appreciate his goodness, you multiply his goodness in your life. Everything you appreciate multiplies. As he appreciated on the five loaves and two fishes, it multiplied. When you appreciate the goodness of God in your life, you multiply his goodness. John chapter 6, verse 11 to 12. Secondly, when you appreciate the source, you connect his resources. when you appreciate the source of all supplies, you connect his resources. You never run out of resources if you are not lacking in appreciation of the source. Very important. Why we will never run out by his mercies is because we are tirelessly appreciative of his resources. Somebody lift up your right hand and appreciate the source of all things. Appreciate El Shaddai. Give us a clip of the Asaba Crusade if you have it now and roll it on. Appreciate him. Please merge the video with the audio. Appreciate him.
What happened to this mother? Since 2007, 14 solid years. Mama, walk up here. Are you just looking? Yes, another one walking from there. For 10 years.
10 years, sir. As you spoke, power entered into her body. She lifted the stick and began to walk for the first time after 10 years, sir.
Wow. How she had walked for 10 years. She's showing us. Mama, show the devil how you can walk now.
We go to hell.
Are you just sitting and looking like that? Hey! And the pain disappears. Are you just...
Any bit wait and dig for me. Any bit wait and dig for me.
Just a minute. She's screaming. You know her.
She was crying.
I am a living witness. Yesterday she was in my house. She was praying. She was crying. Lump in the breast with pain. Radiating to the back. Police personnel. She was afraid of going to the hospital because she didn't know what they would tell her. Lump gone back to hell. Pain gone back to hell. She has no lump now. She has no pain now. Only the devil has it now. Hey!
Everything was black. Everything. But at the instant of that declaration, the eyes opened and he can see the light.
He began to shout and ran out.
He began to shout. He ran with his helper that he can see light. He can see light.
Just
the pastor
so
said,
you can see the light. That's right. He's seeing light right there. He's seeing light up there. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. And this for 33 years. Show the devil how you can walk now.
This kind of...
Are you just looking like that? Hey! 33 years! 33 years! 33 years!
They carried him. Yeah, Pastor.
This boy.
He was carried in here, sir.
He was carried in here.
Yes, sir. That's the mother.
Look at the score.
4 years ago, a machine knocked him down.
He can't move and can't walk. And somebody has to carry him.
Yes,
for 4 years.
For 4 years. Can't lift the right hand.
Only you can do.
Hey!
What no one can do.
Are you just sitting and looking like that? Are you just sitting and looking like that? Are you seeing it? See the hand. See the hand that cannot lift.
No.
He doesn't sleep at night. Yesterday he slept until they had to wake him up. He's laughing.
He's so happy, sir. That's not all. He's also an instrumentalist.
Instrumentalist.
That was spirit of madness. Madness.
Jesus.
Thank you. Another
because
madness.
I am healed. Because I am healed.
I am normal.
I am normal.
I can't be mental.
I can't be mental.
The devil is mental.
The devil is mental.
Me, I'm normal.
Me, I'm normal.
Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Anybody ready to celebrate the King of Kings? Stand on your feet with a loud shout of praise. Is there something you want to thank God for right now? Lift your hands and thank Him for His goodness to your life. Thank Him for His goodness to your life. Thank Him for His kindness.
Thank him for his message. Thank him for what he's done for you right now. Thank him for the gift of life. Thank him for the gift of life. Thank him for the gift of life. Father, we praise you. For the next 7 minutes, I want you to let loose. Celebrate and dance. If there is any testimony you saw there, you are trusting God for a touch on your life, he will give you that touch right now. And if there is anybody who has a testimony, you have a testimony already, and you want to share that with us, or testimony, today's testimony and Thanksgiving service, one or two of our ministers will wait up there and receive your testimonies right now. Can we go? Give the Lord a loud shout of victory and celebration. Let's go.
You are worthy. Oh, Yigi Yigi Adonai. You are worthy. You are worthy.
I want you to hit the road running. Hit the road running. Don't warm up gradually. Hit the road running. Start again. Let's go.
You are worthy. Oh, Gigi, Gigi, Adonai. You are worthy. You are worthy, Adonai. You are worthy, 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 worthy.
You are worthy, 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 worthy. Oh, Gigi, Gigi, Adonai.
Come on, celebrate.
Come on, celebrate.
Come on, celebrate.
Son, come on.
There is a blessing of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For the Lord our God.
Let us rejoice and be glad. Give Him the glory tonight. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made herself ready.
Let us rejoice
and be glad. Give Him the glory tonight. Is happening right now. At the seventh time, there will be testimonies, there will be encounters, there will be breakthroughs. Are you ready? One, hallelujah. Two, three, four, five, six. At the seventh time, you clap, you jump, you leap.
if there is anything in your body that my father has not put, it will fall off from your body. Cancers will drop off. Leukemia will drop off. Blindness and deafness will drop off. Paralysis will drop off. Spirit husband will drop off. Spirit wife will drop off. Serpentine spirit will drop off. Masquerade spirit will drop off. Ancestral generational curse. Near success syndrome. Failure at the edge of breakthrough. Are you ready? When I say seven, you clap, you shout, you leap. Are you ready? Seven! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hey. I said there's a lifting up when men are cast down. I said there is a sign in the midst of darkness. Because I know to you, because I am yours.
Oh my God!
Oh, I said there's a lifting up. I said there's a lifting up when men are cast down.
Give him a shout of victory. Mashatatatatata. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. We have testimonies already. Step forward and let us hear what you receive. And there are those, something fell off your body. God gave you a drastic encounter just now. A pain you came with just left you. A symptom just disappeared. Your hand can move now where it was not moving. Your neck can move. Your back can move. Your waist can move now. Something just happened to you. Quickly, rush forward and let us hear what happened. Yes, go ahead.
Hallelujah. Please, let's receive the following for their testimony.
Those coming afresh for
testimony.
Fresh ones can just step on this side.
And Bra Henry Joseph. Sister Comfort and Bra Henry Joseph.
I think they should all be on one side, so we can just move them here.
Sister Comfort.
Those coming out afresh. Usher, C. Wait, this one that is vibrating afresh now. Let's find out. Mother, find out. What meaneth this vibration? All right, go ahead.
Hallelujah. Our sister Comfort said, under 1 year, she has lost 6 people in her family. And just yesterday, it was looking as if it would be the turn of her daughter. She was preparing to come for evangelism in church. Maturity class had evangelism yesterday. And the daughter slumped. From there, she passed out. But she took the oil blessed from this altar and poured it into the mouth of the daughter. And she jerked back to life. And she has come to return her praise to God.
They will just, in my family, nothing will happen to them. Even my own father. They will be normal. Then, all of a sudden, they will just slump. Fall down.
Slump. Like come over here. Come over here. Your daughter's case that God reversed is the end. Everyone with the spell of death in your family, every arrow of destruction in your household, fire of the Holy Ghost, it is over forever. You shall live. And you shall fulfill your days in Jesus' name.
Wow. This papa is just talking to me now in vernacular. One, high blood pressure. Two, diabetes. Three, this hand was getting paralyzed and this leg. Four, he said his distinct no they work.
And then pain at the back.
And then pain at the back, yes, over here. I can see a growth here. I'm sure you know what he's talking about, that no they work. Yes. Diabetes is trying to render him impotent.
Yes, sir.
And just now, the power of God came on him. He said, since he started coming, everything is getting himself now. Papa, how you the work out with this stick before? Okay, waka go there now like soldier, like one match. Somebody give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a big clap and a big shout of praise. Papa, waka come back here. Man, I got even running, no be waka, one waka and running, one run. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Papa Sunday, I command that the blood pressure remains normal. Blood sugar remains normal. Whatever is not working, works very normal. All pains, go! Jesus' name. So shall it be. Papa, congratulations. This one now will stay on your shoulder. No be for waka again. Not for use and for decoration. Give the Lord. Ebi is even running. He doesn't want to walk. Are you just looking like that? Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a big clap and a loud shout of praise.
Sir, our sister Sheila came in from the U.S. She said she had had dry throat. She went to the hospital. She said she was diagnosed to have thyroid issues, which made her not to be able to sing. But while the worship was on, she said the voice became clear and now she's able to sing.
For how long has that been?
For 5 years.
Lift your hands. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Under fire, vibrating under fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Everyone here today with any arrow from the pit of hell, arrow from the pit of hell, the arrow is retrieved and refired back at sender. In the name of Jesus.
Sir, she's so excited. So excited. She said, 2 weeks to her wedding, she bought wrappers for her mother and she bought wrapper for her stepmother. As soon as she gave the wrapper to the stepmother, she started convulsing.
She started convulsing.
Yes, sir. She has been convulsing every day since that time. As God will have it, she's so excited. As God will have it, the man still married her. She has 2 children. Even yesterday, she convulsed.
Convulsed yesterday.
The husband said he's getting tired. And then this morning, as soon as we shouted hallelujah and leaped for joy, she said something flew out of her head. She saw something just flew out
Somebody
of her
shout
head.
Back to sender. Back to sender. Back to sender. Back to sender. Lift your hand, say in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of evil sent my way. On your mark.
On your mark.
Get set.
Get set. Shall we also quickly receive Itaje patients, Martha Ojata, Bridget, Clement, and Rema and Dero. Our sister says she had an accident on the 19th of November last year with multiple fractures, and then there was an indication for a surgery. The doctors told her that if surgeries were not conducted, the surgery was not conducted in 3 months, they would have to amputate the leg. But she said she had an encounter. where you visited her. What happened in the encounter?
I saw Daddy in the Lord. He came like a white wind, and I was only seeing his face. And he asked me to stand up. I told him I can't walk, Daddy. And he said, if he's walking, I would walk. So I stand up. The man treating me said, if anything happened to me, it's my business. So I told him that I saw my daddy and he pulled me. So right from there, the man said, I am supposed to have 3 extra months from this day before I stand up and start lifting. And I came out myself. I started using crutches gradually. I dropped one after 1 week. And I dropped the second one the next week. And next month.
Encounter brought her out of crippling condition. God is about to visit somebody here and bring you out of where the enemy kept you. Command perfection in Jesus' name. Rapidly.
On the 6th of July of this month was the first time she came in here. She said she had an operation.
July.
Yes, sir. She had a fibroid operation about 14 years ago, 2007. And since then, her period ceased. While she came in on the 6th of July, she said she had an encounter. Right? You had an encounter.
Why I'm still
in Port Harcourt.
Yes. And so in that encounter, they said, go and meet your great-grandfather. And then I'll show Daddy to me. So I came because of that. And on the 14th of this same month, the flow started.
The flow that had ceased for 21 years resumed.
21?
21 years, sir.
21.
21, sir.
Or 14? 14 years.
14 years, okay.
And 21 years in marriage, no child. Pierre, who is your pastor?
My pastor. Who pastor to reach your spiritual father? My spiritual father's name is Pastor Pat, and his own father's name is Reverend.
Okay, lift up your hands. Father, in the name that is above every name, as this embargo is lifted, the embargo of 21 years fruitlessness is lifted. Fire of the Holy Ghost, go and bring forth your children. Go and bring forth your children, double and triple for your troubles. In the name of Jesus.
Master, talk about, give her an impartation.
Okay, sir.
Yes.
Last week, Saturday, she said she prayed a prayer for God to divert every satanic arrow. Just in the wake of Saturday / Sunday, she received a call from her cousin doctor who told her father was in a critical condition and he was rushed to the hospital immediately or directly to the ICU, placed on oxygen because the diagnosis was an acute heart failure. She said in that condition, she sent a text message to the senior pastor, and the response was divine intervention. God intervened through to type, and there was rapid recovery. A man that was on oxygen on Monday rapidly recovered, was discharged on Monday from the hospital. And the doctors marveled at the rate of recovery.
Congratulations. Everyone here who has a relation or anyone the devil has marked for death, that death returns back to hell. I'll need all this taken under 2 minutes.
This amazing testimony from the UK.
Yes.
Sister Ngozi has been having a very severe pain in the leg. It's almost 3-4 months now, and you can imagine MRI scans, all manner of things in the UK, they cannot diagnose whether it's sciatica or impingement or whatever. And then she said at the 7th shout of hallelujah, senior pastor asked us to run and leap. She was able to leap and run
around the room. This was literally a crippling condition.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It happened all the way in the United Kingdom.
Yes, sir. Just now.
Anywhere you are today, what is happening here now is affecting you there. I decree a turnaround. Somebody shout, I receive my turnaround. In Jesus' name.
Sister Faith said 4 months ago she had an affliction. She had an affliction, an infirmity that affected her immunity and made it difficult for her to stand. But at the shout of hallelujah, the 7th shout, she felt something left her body and she regained her healing.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Freedom. What happened?
Well, this was part of the testimonies we harvested. He said in the 21 days fast, his expectation was for God to bless him with a car, just like the other testimony we had, and he bought a sticker. Today he's here with that car. And it's giving
so if I need a car, I should buy a sticker. Congratulations, it is done in Jesus' name. Your own, you should buy a sticker for plane.
Amen.
Give the Lord a praise.
Yes, that is the family of Mr. and Mrs. Okole. The wife has been sick for a while now, and at the cost of hallelujah, he said he saw the wife came out from the
hallelujah.
He saw the wife came out from the casket.
A golden coffin
in the front of their
coffin. No matter, the color of coffin is immaterial. Golden coffin. Coffin is coffin. Whether it's charcoal coffin or golden,
it's coffin.
Nobody should come out of any coffin at all. That devil is a bastard. Attractive debt.
That's right.
Golden debt. Expensive debt. That will never be your portion. Every agenda of every debt organized for you, organized for your loved ones, your children, over right now. You are out of that grave permanently in Jesus' name.
This is Brother Perfect. He has challenged with this leg for 2 weeks now. At the cost of the, I received, hallelujah, the pain took off.
Give the Lord the praise.
This sister said she had a dream.
We have to read this.
A child also in the UK, born with a hole in the heart. The child said, the result of the echo showed that there were tissues growing around the hole. And those tissues are attempting to close the hole. That is the miracle which God has started and is perfecting.
Incredible. And this echo result just showed after the Astaba crusade. Is that how it is?
Yes, sir.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. God closing the heart already.
She said she had a dream on Thursday afternoon where she saw a strange woman came and placed her hand on her head. She woke up very tired. On Friday again, she had another dream where she saw a lion. She was able to fight with that lion and killed the lion. On Saturday again, she had another dream where she saw a cat and a dog coming to fight her. When she woke up, she felt so tired. And she came into this service in that condition, very weak, very tired, pains all over the body. She said in the course of the praise, that heated praise, she said she saw something jumping out of her. She feels very light.
The lion and the cat and the dog and the rats and the lizards and the wizards and the bitches and the witches. Fire on you all. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Go ahead.
Sir, this is Brother Emmanuel, who had suffered from pile for the past 20 years with occasional protrusion from the anus, swelling on the right side of the abdomen, and pain as well, and had defied all manner of treatment. But as the word went forth right now, the swelling disappeared, the pain disappeared, and the protrusion went in.
Wow. Lift up your hands. Father, thank you. Give the Lord the praise. I think we should round up now. You have just one. All right.
This is Brad Joseph. He has been into gambling for the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. He said he came to church and he gave his life to Christ. He answered the altar call and that spirit of gambling arrested.
Wow. It's a demon. Gambling is a demon. Terrible gorilla-like demon.
That gambling had made him run into debt. Oh,
why not? Yeah. They sell houses for gambling. Debt is a little matter. So people sell their father's house. Before you know it, new owner arrives. And the house of 20 million can be sold for 5 million. Lift up your hands. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. All that you have lost, be recovered. He feels very remorseful. Fire! The Holy Ghost. Can you dance your way back to your feet?
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Stretch your two hands in front of you and say, in the name of Jesus, financial limitation can never be my portion. Say it louder. Financial limitation can never be my portion. We are looking at breaking financial limitations. This will be part two, even though I'll mention the same points, but we are going to see different scripture references. Breaking financial limitations and embargoes. Consider it as message number two. Job chapter 36 verse 11, he said, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. 3 John verse 2 said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. It is the will of God for his children to be financially stable. It is the will of God for his children to be financially buoyant. There is no successful person who wants failures as children. But how do you break limitations and embargoes? Number one, understand the position of the word for your finances. What does God say? What does his word say? Look at two very key scriptures. In Psalm 35 and in verse 27. Psalm 35 and in verse 27. He said, let them shout for joy. And be glad that favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of those who serve him. God is happy that you are financially successful. Scripture number 2, 1 Timothy chapter 6 and in verse 17. This will interest you. He said, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches but in the living God who giveth us poorly, scantily, empty-handedly. He giveth us richly some things. Just a few things. All things to endure. All things to suffer. So God can give things richly, and God can give all things, and God believes in holy enjoyment. All things richly. Not sinful enjoyment. We finished as our crusade yesterday night. Explosive stadium was jammed. Healings, miracles, signs, wonders like water. High ranking officers of the government were there. Governor, governor's wife, deputy governor's wife, speaker of the state assembly, SSG, all manner of people were there. Every one of us humbled by the acts of God. And if we finish crusade by 9:30 p.m. in the night, and I cannot go to the airport to look for, is there Arik Air now? And you cannot find any aircraft to move at that time. How do you move? To be in church on Sunday morning by 6 a.m. 10 o'clock, we actually took off after 10. By the mercies of God, the airport authorities were told to keep the airport open until we leave. And then 2 aircrafts on standby to carry ICT crew, carry representative of choir, technical, usher, protocol. That is everybody. Well, we couldn't even carry everybody. Some had to come in the daytime to be here by normal commercial flight. Is that for luxury?
No.
Is that for the sake of saying, okay, we are able to achieve anything? If the assignment of the people of the world can be carried out by just means, is it too much for kingdom? Even if a 700-seater aircraft, a big Boeing, 747. Was waiting for as many as want to go and come. Was that too much? He said, God gives us all things richly to him. He doesn't want us to suffer stress. And how much more if you are on his assignment? I announced to somebody today, see, let these scriptures change your mind. Don't let the people of the world teach you Bible. Those who don't know God shouldn't be dictating to us how to live. They shouldn't be dictating to us how to live. They shouldn't be dictating. We have Bible. We can see it clearly what God wants. Jesus traveled one time. The Bible says many ships were with him. Ships, convoy of ships. He used donkey that had rug on the ground for it to walk on. He used sheep. For your information, there were canoes there, but he used sheep. If he was alive today, he would use the highest and the best. The toppest of the range. When he died, they snatched his cloth because of how dignified it was. Another one, they had to divide it into pieces so that everybody can have a copy. For the dignity of what he carried. And somebody is here advertising wretchedness for God and for the church. Before Jesus comes, we shall have the best of everything. Somebody say a louder amen. Say the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I want us to understand the word position. What is the position of the word of God? What does God want for me? Number two, develop faith in God as your source. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. My God shall supply, not your government shall supply. Not your senator friend, not your governor connection, your God. As long as God is your source, you never run out of supplies. As long as God is your source, you never run out of supplies. We respect people, but we look up to no man. We respect people, but we look up to no man. We respect people, but we look up to no man. Just come to the point where your faith is not in your certificate. It's not in a human connection. It's not in your skill or your talent. Let your faith be in your maker. As a pastor, my faith is not on the church members. Either for my supply or for the supply of the house. God has used people that we don't know from different quarters. One day, I saw an envelope with a check with many zeros. 1, 2, 3. So many zeros behind it. And there was a complimentary card inside. And as usual, at times people give me things and I just throw it somewhere. And this check has been a check of almost 6 months or 1 year. That I just found in my diary or something. I didn't cash it. And it happens to me all the time. Somebody said, I gave you a check. You haven't cashed it. I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't even know where it is now. So, I found this check that was almost 1 year with many zeros behind. Many. Not more than 6 zeros. So, I saw the computer, I called the person, and I said, I saw this check. What is your name? He called his name. Where do you worship? He worships in what you may call an Orthodox church, not in this town, somewhere in the part of the country. I said, I saw this check with my name. He said, yes. He said, he addressed it to me. I said, it's almost 1 year, and I said, the check is still valid. I said, how is it? I've never met you before. I said, God told him to send it to me. So he went to our branch in that town and dropped the check. I don't know him from anywhere. I have seen that not one, not two, not three, not four. And not small zeros. So God has the... You see, when you look at God as your source, he will compel resources from where you don't know. He will bypass your connections. He will bypass It will bypass the things you think you know, or the people you know, or the organizations you know. This is a major secret of breaking financial limitation or embargo. Man can be a channel, but God is the source. My time is up. Thirdly, maintain the vision of supernatural supplies. Maintain it. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 5. It says, the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. Let abundance fill your thought. What will you do with 1 billion if it enters your hands for the kingdom? Think large if you want to live large. You cannot have the destiny of the eagle with the mentality of the grasshopper. Stop thinking of how to survive. I'm looking for a car, looking for a house. Think far beyond that. Think in terms of changing a community, changing a city, changing a nation. Vision for supernatural supply. Don't let your situation limit your vision. Number four, walk in the covenant of supernatural supplies. Walk in the covenant of supernatural supplies. That is called the law of giving and receiving. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, all the way to verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to verse 7. 2 Corinthians, sorry. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. So giving is sowing, and receiving is reaping. He that soweth scantily shall reap scantily. Nobody is permitted to be a receiver who is not a giver. And this law works everywhere, works with individuals, works with organizations, works with churches, starting with the tithe, and then all other forms of giving. The opportunity to give is the opportunity to be raised. Very, very important. You can apply the law of prayer and fasting to destroy witches. But fasting and prayer is not the law for supernatural supply. It can be a law that will break your receiving if you have already released. But if you are not if you haven't released, there is no level of fasting that can make you receive. None. None. It's like a man is praying to continue taking in oxygen, who is not giving out carbon dioxide. You are not releasing out air, and you are praying to receive air. That is mortuary. Receiving without giving is dying without knowing. Did you hear what I just said? Very, very important. I learned this very early before I became a pastor. And my destiny is not tied to anything I receive, but to everything that I release. Finally, walk in financial integrity. Anything that is not your own, don't take. Any money that was not given to you, don't take. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 7. Sweet scripture. The just man walketh in his integrity. Even his children are blessed after him. Huh? This man that is moving in financial integrity, not only himself will be blessed, his generation remains in the blessing.
Can I ask you a question? What is the destiny of the children of Crooked Achan? Where are they? They died with their father. Crooked Achan. Beneath, be clean. There are many people in church who are still doing business like unbelievers. They can neatly cheat people. Neatly collect and take bribe. Very neatly. Somebody sent me a text message some time ago. And he said that he's trusting God for a business, something. I should pray for him to succeed. And I should also help him to raise the 30 million or 50 million naira required for facilitation. So I texted him and said, please explain to me the meaning of facilitation. That was where our message stopped. If you have a consultant that's assisting you to do something, but somebody say, give me this money to that, you know, there are different things now that have good, very different new names now. Guy name. Somebody living in sin said they are going out. Committing sin, they are having fun. Just change all the names to what look appealing. Another name for bribe is facilitation. There may be some people whose job is as consultants who may work genuinely and legitimately. You engage them to do some things for you, and that is their legal fee. That is a different case. But where somebody, you know, so I said, what is this money for? That was where the discussion stopped. Listen, you can do it cleanly and neatly. You can come to the point where those who are asking you for bribe are begging you to come and serve them. They are begging you. The just man walketh in his integrity. Even his children after him are blessed. Somebody here is blessed. Your children after you shall know the blessing. That is why some big men have very useless children. This one is in the cult. This one is on ganja. This one is on all manner. Why? The source of that money is corrupt, fraudulent. So he walketh in his crookedness. His children are cursed after him. His children are cursed after him. Liability burdens. That will never be your portion. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive your word of blessing today in the name of Jesus. Stretch your two hands in front of you. Stretch your two hands. I prophesy upon your hands today, every financial limitation over your hands, I declare them broken right now in the name of Jesus. Systems are put under pressure. They lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands. The grace to understand the world position. The grace to develop your faith in God as your source. The grace to maintain vision of supernatural supplies. The grace to walk in the covenant of supernatural supply. The grace to walk in financial integrity. That grace is released to you now. In the name of the Father. And of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Say a loud amen. Give the Lord the praise. The preaching on supernatural supply is one preaching that is not only theory, but requires commitment for people for immediate practice. I like you to understand that every opportunity to enhance the house or anything in the house of the Lord, every opportunity to do something in the house is an opportunity to raise your life to the next level. We have the 25th anniversary convention coming in November, and we have perfection of several things. We have some halls in the gallery that are to be finished and fine-tuned for several things. We have several things to complete. We have the children's church ongoing. We have car park works. And I mean, just to bring everything to the taste it should be for 25th anniversary. I have the summation of that here for almost
9 zeros. For several things, I have 18 items. 18 items on this list. And an opportunity is being presented for every single one of us to be a part of the completion's perfection seed of the 25th anniversary, perfection seed. You can give a one-time seed. If you want, you can give as much as the Lord leads you. 11 zeros, 10 zeros, 9 zeros, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, according to your capacity. And then monthly seeds as well. The card, can you lift up the card, show it on the screen? It's our perfection seed. We are heading towards that time. And as many as are saying, Pastor, I will not be left behind. I want to be a part of it. They will pass the forms, the cards for you. Please, you are not to fill it and put it in the offering basket. No. You are to fill it for your own keeps. The only thing you will fill is either your check or filling or placing the envelope starting from today. Whatever you want to sow immediately or give immediately, and then what you want to do monthly. Pass it side by side. Pass it from seat to seat. And if you have received it somewhere in the first service and you received, and if you have received it, you can. Yes, lift it up. Lift it up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Please give me a copy right here. We thank you for this seed of completion. I ask that everyone here be empowered. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear a louder amen? The Lord empower you. Empower your hands. Empower your resources. There are those who are trusting God to give out of what God will bring their way. Wherever your resources are tied, whatever belongs to you, I declare that the system shall lose their peace and sleep and rest. They shall be put under pressure until what is yours enters your hands. In the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name. So you fill your name, you fill your address, you fill your phone, you fill the amount you are going to give immediately, any moment from today, and then you fill the one you give monthly till that time. This card remains with you to remind you of your pledge while you go ahead and make your commitment. Very soon there will be people who say, Pastor, I need to see that list, and then I want to do everything here. Somebody who is going to reach that level, shout the loudest amen. And there are those who would like to pick one or two items out of the overall list of things that will be done before that time. You are welcome to do that. And those watching online, details are on the screen for you. And the Lord bless you in Jesus' precious name. Stretch your two hands, everybody, and receive. I prophesy upon your hands. I declare harvest. Look for you from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Pick up your offering tithes quickly. We have the Early Will I Seek You service prayer meeting, 6 a.m. every day, Monday to Friday. The Tuesday healing service is on Wednesday. From Wednesday all the way to Friday, we have the International Music Ministers Conference. Give the Lord a shout of praise. We have various
International Music Ministers Conference 2021. When the prices go up, the blessings come down. Ministering Dr. Pastor Paul and Dr. Mrs. Becky Paul and Nette. Theme, the sound of victory. Ministering in sounds, Sammy Okosu, Mike Aremu, Choma Jesus, Elijah Omirade, Joseph Udiye, Samson, Deborah Paul and Nette. Emma Saint, Otinaki Matuku, Otage and King, Ogwe Abutu, Steve Crown, Leon Atejo, the Lord Trumpeter, Nene Olajide, Daniel Ekiko, Prophet Okebe, Tuomi's Voice International, and all the choirs in the city of Abuja. The heavens will kiss the earth. Happening live at the Glory Dome, Tuomi's International Gospel Center, Airport Road, Abuja, Nigeria. Date, Wednesday 28th to Friday 30th July 2021. Time, morning session 9 a.m., evening session 5 p.m. Special feature include worship, word, and wonders night. Friday, 30th July 2021. Time, 9:30 p.m. till dawn. The Lord
inhabit the praises of his people. Be there.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Be there. Handbills are available. Expectation forms are alongside. Please note, the move of man will always provoke the move of God. Every time we go out for God, God goes out for us. Goes out with us. Give the handbills out. And this coming Sunday, we have the breaking of the limitations from unemployed people and jobless people also happening in the week 4 of this Harvest Glory, 7 weeks of Harvest Glory. Involve your friends, involve your loved ones, and let everyone that is linked and connected to you be here in these programs. And don't step into church every Sunday except you are coming with your friends and your loved ones. The Lord bless you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Somebody who is blessed, say a loud amen. You have your offerings, lift it up. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver. And let the hands lifted never drop to beg in Jesus' name. While you drop the offerings, I am aware that there are people here today who have not surrendered their lives to Jesus. Anywhere you are, carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and quickly step forward here and let us pray for you. Come and make your ways right with Jesus. I live for Jesus day after day. I'll give you the count of 7 as you rush forward. 1.
I live for Jesus.
2.
Day after day. I live for Jesus. The Holy Spirit, I will obey.
Keep coming.
I live for Jesus.
2, 3.
Day after day, I live for Jesus.
4.
Day after day.
Day after day.
I live for Jesus.
Just a moment.
Oh,
just a moment. Those going out there, what's going on there? Altar call is happening. You are trooping out. Just sit down where you are or stand where you are. Usher at the entrance there. Everybody there should stop where they are now. Don't be disrespectful of God and of his presence. If you won't stay till the end of the service, don't come at all. If you don't have the mind of staying till the end of the service, no need to attend the service at all. Just remain there. Go ahead. Those who are coming forward to surrender their lives, quickly come forward.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
I
will obey. I live for Jesus. Lift your voice and sing. I live for Jesus. Day after day.
I live. Oh yeah. The Holy Spirit. I will obey.
Keep coming. I live for Jesus. I live for Jesus.
Oh, I live for Jesus. Oh, holy, I will obey. I live for you.
The Holy Spirit,
I will obey.
I live for
Jesus.
I pray for you today. I declare that the hold of sin be broken off your life in Jesus' name. Place your right hand on your chest and pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you.
I receive forgiveness for my sins. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for these people. I ask for grace to live for you. Grant them that grace. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Someone blessed today, say a louder amen. I believe that somebody's testimony is waiting for them at home. And if you are the one with that testimony, stand on your feet with a louder shout of amen.